You're about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech. You are about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You are listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Edition. Hi, this is Bugsy. You know, and I'm up in the escape vessel from the former Lymph Node Institute space station, and I've decided to raid the archives for tonight and put together two halves, roughly, of two classic episodes of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse presented by the Lymph Node Institute in honor of the birthday of
Doc Ellis.
So, enjoy.
Evil ass.
If this show's a rockin', don't come knockin'.
Foolish mortal, you have wandered into Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, where tonight we will be discussing evil.
Face off, Satan!
That's the ticket. This is Doc Ellis. And over here to my left,
Dr. T. Nitis.
And y'all surrounded by evilous doctors of letters!
Another terrible evil.
It was Evil Rocker. Evil Rocker Man of the Lymph Node Institute.
Rock and roll is evil.
Rock and roll makes the devil touch your private parts.
It's the devil's beat.
Your meat.
All right, special guest.
Sorry.
Start
special
making some radio magic.
Make with the yucks.
Yeah.
Come on, Forrest.
Quickly, make me laugh.
Freestyle, go.
Yeah.
So I think evil originated in the Fertile Crescent area.
Mesopotamia.
Yo!
For the Tigris and Euphrates.
Yeah, yeah. Go Tigris.
Euphrates.
The Sumerians.
That's here for them.
The Sumerians was for them, says Egyptians with their Anubis, right? So what did Sumer do?
The Sumers, they are credited with inventing the concept of evil. So let's hear it for the Sumerians.
So you mean like Zoroaster was a Sumerian? Or no?
I have no idea.
Zoroaster?
Yeah.
Well,
and they're killed him.
Yeah. That's the first time I've done that.
I don't know what his region was.
All right, so you're going to hear some things that we decided were evil enough to impart the concept of
that is true.
So what's going to help kick it off and get the point across as quickly as you can?
A human sacrifice! Bend over!
No, that's lit. Yeah, I don't know, Ben, so we're going to have to go for something else.
I've seen his white clips, but...
All right, here comes the sinister.
All right.
Sinister!
Is that a pitchfork in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Round crush, we...
Nice legs. What time do they open?
When we do work out! Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Say, you guys want to drink some lunch? Well, get thee behind me. I know the bartender at the Pickle Barrel... And he can hook us up with...
Horses cower in your room. Kill your daddy in money's womb. They laugh for their corruption. No reward, their destruction. Go to the altar, knife in hand. Unleash the evil upon the man. Say a prayer, release the master. With your fear and Stratocaster.
Hey,
fever. Cut your hand off with a cleaver. There's no cure for even fever. Silence fools, you must obey. Night you swallow, sunny day. Crown of thorns upon your head. When you wake, you will be dead.
Says Ozzy Osbourne's evil.
Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne is evil.
Is he?
Yes.
Ozzy?
Yes.
He is?
Terribly.
Evil?
Evil.
As per his management, his
yes.
wife. Well, if his wife says he's evil, she probably knows what she's talking about. Yeah, Ozzy snorted a line of ants.
He did.
That's pretty evil.
Right up his nose. So, I guess let's get right back into it, huh? Right back into the evil. Here we go.
Satan loves you.
This I know.
Because the Bible said so.
The Black Bible!
Taste the blood on Satan's claw. Dance a jig in crimson bra. Build the fire for boiling pot. Watch the neighbors don't get caught. Ernest Borgnine knew him well. Sent Bill Shatner straight to hell. What the hey, it served him right. Eyeball sockets wrinkled tight. Shining in the coconut grove where Satan used to watch the Barney Miller show. Syndicated television puts him in the mood, hoping a pagoda just might get nude. Satan gets a direction, staring at a pagoda's butt. Meat and poultry by the pack, extra servings bring them back. Ain't no need to raise a fuss, just yodel your way to that flaky crust.
This is a
Satan was invented by religious fundamentalists just to keep you acting like the jerk you really are. Sammy Davis Jr. used to worship Satan.
Sammy's eyeball twitch.
Well, don't bother asking if it's greasy or red, or if he's got pointy horns stuck in his head. You need to prove it is a Bible-thumping prick.
Satan only happens if your taters all sick.
Hey, Satan. Satan.
He works better than guilt from your mind.
Taste the blood on Satan's claw.
Daddy?
Yes, son?
What does regret mean?
Well, son, a funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her,
Satan! Satan! Satan!
I think there was so much evil in here that it's coming out of the speaker. It's just kind of oozing its way out.
Split infinitives.
Yeah.
Bifurcated tongues?
Mm-hmm.
Right on. All right, this is supposed to be sinister and evil. Oh, so Slayer's got on trial, right? For the second time, the parents of this girl who got sacrificed by these kids who wanted to use their sacrificial power to support their band to make them doom metal?
Slayer made me do it. Slayer made me do all of it.
It wasn't a week-long year. So the parents lost the first trial, and now they've appealed, and now it's made national news.
We've heard some things tonight. Some evil, evil things. Slayer, Altar of Sacrifice. The Butthole Surfers doing Sweat Loaf. The Rudy Schwartz Project with Yodelin' Satan. Darkside doing Megadeth's Go to Hell.
There you go. Kill them all.
The Lymph Node Institute has contributed Hellmouth. Evil Sacrifice number 2.
Not
interesting.
Too confused with.
Interesting fact.
All right.
There is no Evil Sacrifice number 1.
Good evening, hello, I am Bjorn.
I am Unta.
And I am Uba.
And we are Bjorn again.
And you are listening to 91.1 WREK.
On the World Wide Web.
Make rock in your head!
We'll be right back.
to Bob Slacktime Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Institute
edition.
I'm Doc.
I'm Bugsy.
And tonight,
we will be talking
about
ass. Sweet, chocolate, odoriferous, bouncy, chewy, rubbery, like it three sizes too big for the blue jeans ass.
Yeah, I guess any buns. Really, we're not color specific. If you got
no.
If you got ass, we like it. Except for you guys. Well, some of you guys have nice asses.
Some of you do. But
no arguing that. But asses are so popular, they've worked their way into common language as a
conjunction. All the fellas can tell you. Everything before the butt is worthless. It's only the butt and after.
So everybody out there on your Atkins and your South Beach, just realize you're taking away little of the butt.
You're diminishing your best assets. I don't know that there have been many positive effects from the industrialization of rap music, but I think at least one of them has been this sort of correction of the ideal female form. You know, not some skinny, like, 9-year-old boy looking
sure.
Supermodel. No boobs, no butt, beautiful face, whatever. Give me the ass.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, I like big butts. I cannot lie.
Your other brothers may deny.
That's where it started. He comes out and says it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you need some back. Baby got back? That's
five,
another one?
53 inches of ass, gentlemen.
Ass.
This is an ass show.
Right. The ass is the feature that both homo and heterosexuals can agree on.
What is the right hole, man?
If nature is an indicator, the one that results in reproduction.
Right, right.
Because the whole sexual process feels good, so you do it, so you procreate.
Uh-huh.
But it's a genetic imperative.
Fortunately, we found all kinds of ways around that.
If it wasn't for a lot of people being gay, we'd have even more babies out there.
Yeah, so thank God.
Yeah, I like kids, but these babies grow up.
Yes, they do, and become just schmucks.
They become cell particles out in the traffic field.
In my helping way.
Fix a crack.
I can't do it. Here we go, ready?
Lick.
Do it.
Now. I let my imagination escape all bounds. Lick the crack.
There it goes. Into my dumb little cup.
No social conformity is imposed inside my mind. Lick the crack. Inside.
Lovemaking, intercourse, the orgasm, and you.
And the
harder, harder.
And the sexter.
Tempo increases. Control becomes unbearable.
Lovemaking, intercourse, the orgasm, and you.
My trick worked!
The organ is at my command.
Making, intercourse, the orgasm, and you.
Harder, harder.
It doesn't get much harder.
When I touch my partner's sex organs, I get excited.
Yes or no?
Wrong.
Heat flashes out.
Wrong answer.
Keep clean.
More and more.
I think a person should have an orgasm whenever possible.
Flashes out.
I think a person should have an orgasm whenever possible.
Pretty dumb.
Such as perfumes, clothes, makeup, are designed to lure the young girl or her over-anxious parent into accepting this exaggerated emphasis on sexuality or sex appeal as the standard, and the use of these devices is essential for competing sexually.
Thank you.
Another public service announcement from Real Cream.
This is all for numbers.
Yes or no?
Then beware.
This is all for numbers.
Lick.
I think a person should have an orgasm whenever possible.
Disturbingly healthy.
Lick.
This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble.
Lick.
No, it's not a record.
We refuse to be responsible.
Lick it.
Very hot.
Lick it.
Ass and boobs are both traits for, for the ladies to...
signal?
You know, they're ready for reproduction.
Yes.
And they should be considered in your list of potential reproduction partners.
Secondary sexual characteristics.
No, but the butt looks like the boobs without the nipples.
The butt, it looks much like the boob without the nipples, and of course the cleavage is an attempt to create an ass chest.
Yeah, sure, like butt cleavage is an attempt to create a
ass boobs.
Well, that's the show for tonight.
Who likes butts?
I think I need one of those Doritos that you got over there by your butt.
He wants a Dorito from my butt.
Yeah, well, you know.
Butt Doritos. Butt chips.
Butt flavored Doritos, you know.
On sale at a store near you. Butt chips in many assorted flavors. Man. Yes, butt chips.
And your
fashion from
Fred.
Butts, huh?
Fred, your butt ate all the chips.
Bad butt. Bad.
All right, that's the song idea right there. And as soon as I get myself a chip, I'm gonna do music for it. You ready for it? I'm gonna give you two chips in order to think up that idea.
Okay.
All right, ready? Bad butt. Next
bad
song is gonna
butt.
Be called Bad Butt.
Bad butt. Okay.
Okay, that's the first chip.
Oh damn, he's eating these chips quickly. I gotta think fast. Gotta think fast. Yep. Gotta have beer.
All right.
Bad butt.
All right, that
bad
was the second
butt. Oh damn! And now he's looking at his fingers. He's is it finger looking good?
I don't know. It's kind of butt flavored good.
Oh, okay.
Here's your bag of chips back.
My bag of chips back. Okay.
All right, yep, they're by your butt.
My all bad right. butt.
Yeah, need some more beer.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna light myself a cigarette.
It's bad butt time.
Mm-hmm. You got an idea?
No.
No? Okay.
Let go.
All right. Hold on a minute.
Bad butt. Feel the stone cold. What's that? Feel the stone cold groove.
All right.
Bad butt.
All right, here we go. Bad butt.
Bad butt.
The song's called Bad Butt.
Bad butt.
Chords progression for that. All right.
Damn.
All right. Keep that thought, though. I'm going to drink a cigarette.
Okay. Bad butt.
Oh, what about bidets in the French? The
bidets.
You know, they wash their butts.
Yes, and it's a good idea.
But it's toilet water.
It's water. It comes up in a little
stream. Well, I agree with you, but
you know, it's
someone
the
I know didn't like the idea.
The water in your toilet's the same as the water that comes out of your sink.
Except you don't piss in your sink all day
no,
and then
don't.
Drink out of it.
No, you don't. Yeah.
But that's exactly the point, though. If there was...
Like a bidet is a separate thing, you know?
Oh, so you have to stand up. If it was, like, lower and there was a track with rollers and you could just slide from one seat to the next.
Uh-huh, and it massaged your balls at the same time.
What if you're a chick?
While a computerized voice said, you have big balls.
That would make for more trips to France.
If it was a chick, it would say, you're getting kind of fat.
Yeah, that's what they want to hear.
Uh-huh, it is.
It really is.
The ladies love it. They love the attention.
Now, now I've got a reason to work out.
We'll be right back.
So what else is there about butts?
They're great.
Yeah, butts are cool. You sit on your butt. If you sat on your face, you'd look like Mork from Ork.
And you'd have a flat nose.
If you did it all your life, it's kind of like binding one's feet for small feet.
Indeed it is.
Your legs have to join up with your torso somewhere. And the pelvis, once it's there, needs some padding.
Indeed.
And the front's got your reproductive organs. What about assless chaps, like David Lee Roth wore when he was young?
Oh, I'm sure he still wears them, just to get the mail.
Yeah, just to get the mail.
I can't see very well, but I think that lion just winked at me.
Yeah, I can't, you know, that, we got a great idea here. Let's play it out and work on this. We need a good bad butt sound. We need a thick bad butt sound.
Bad butt sound.
Bad butt sound.
Stone cold bass, bad butt.
Yeah.
Stone cold bass, bad butt, bad butt. Look at my bad butt self. Look at my bad butt walking down the street, eating everything alive. Big bad butt.
Big bad butt.
Guy came up to me and said, "You have a big bad butt." And I showed him my butt, and it got big and got bad and ate him right up.
I'm almost saying drum beat for this one.
Big bad butt.
I'm saying drum beat for this one. This is going to be a classic.
Big here. Bad butt beat.
Yeah, big bad butt beat. All right,
big bad butt back beat, butt.
Okay. I'm going for the big bad butt beat.
He's going for the big bad butt back beat. Yeah. Try saying that 10 times fast.
Yeah, I'm not
the
him,
big bad butt back beat. Oh, yeah.
I almost got it.
Give me a big bad butt back beat for my big bad butt back self. Big bad butt for Bob.
I don't know about that. Big bad butt for Bob?
I got a big bad butt.
I don't know if people can hear this. I'm going to move the microphone a little bit closer to
That's a good idea.
All right. Plus, I'm going to put this on repeat. Because I have no idea how long this song goes on.
Big bad butt.
All right.
Twang of the guitar just, you know.
What?
See, I'm hearing the beat, then I hear the whang, whang, whang. I know it sounds different on your end.
Yeah.
Speaking of and.
Yeah, speaking of. Time for the big bad butt song.
Big bad butt! You think I got a butt? Well, you don't know nothing. Big bad butt. It's good stuffing. I got a butt that walks down the street. It's a hungry butt, all it wants to eat. Gotta eat thick. Nah, 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 nah.
The twang of the guitar just doesn't. It's too slow. Yeah.
Right. Let's see.
Listening to creativity in action.
Yes, you are. No, that's you.
Feel my struggle. Feel my pain. Feel the agony and the ecstasy. Damn it!
Why is an ass a donkey?
I think part of it has to do... Actually, I think all of it has to do, and this is just me, because they can't reproduce, because it's a hybrid. It's a mule, isn't it? It's not really a donkey. Isn't an ass a mule?
Yes, it's part mule, part horse.
Which means it can't reproduce because it's a crossbreed.
Right, so it's like... I ain't little Miss.
It's like...
I ain't little Miss. You won't have a baby.
That's right. There are no progeny unless you have an ass baby.
Right, and speaking of ass babies...
my favorite segue...
Inattentive man, he can do things without a plan. Inattentive man, he's got
day. Anal! I said he's anal. Now this goes here and that goes there. In a certain special order, or he'll despair. To this person, this is next. That's the way that he likes best. Anal! I said he's anal. That boy is anal. He's so damn anal. Inattentive man. Inattentive man. Inattentive man. Inattentive man. He can do things without a plan. Inattentive man. Inattentive man. It's gotta be just so. It's gotta be just right, or he will get to sleep tonight. He'll freak out, but he'll clean it up, there is no doubt. Cause this outrageous will not do. Perfect order is his view, he's anal.
Is one of the best parts of the body.
You can smack it.
Ugh.
And you can spank it for punishment. And it's a child. It isn't sexual unless you're some kind of like
fruit
president
loop.
From not president. Yikes. No, I was thinking the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But actually, that was like a 16-year-old boy had pictures of naked.
And that's
Bill Burroughs territory. Especially if you're like a little foreign boy who doesn't speak the language. You know better. Wait, you don't know better. So here's William S. Burroughs is talking.
Did I ever tell you about the man who taught his horse to talk? His whole abdomen would move up and down, you dig, farting out the words. It was unlike anything I ever heard. This ass talk had a sort of gut frequency. It hit you right down there like you gotta go. You know when the old colon gives you the elbow and you feel sort of cold inside and you know all you have to do is turn loose? Well, this talking hits you right down there, a bubbly, thick, stagnant sound, a sound you could smell. This man worked for a carnival, you dig, and to start with, it was like a novelty ventriloquist act. Real funny, too, at first. He had a number he called a better old. It was a scream, I tell you. I forget most of it, but it was clever. Like, oh, say, are you still down there, old thing? No, I had to go relieve myself. After a while, the ass started talking on its own. He would go in without anything prepared, and his ass would ad-lib and toss the kegs back at him every time. Then it developed sort of teeth like little raspy incurving hooks and started eating. He thought this was cute at first and built an act around it, but the horse would eat its way through his pants and start talking on the street, shouting out it wanted equal rights. Yeah, they would get drunk, too, and have crying jags. Nobody loved it, and they wanted to be kissed same as any other mouth. Finally, it talked all the time, day and night. You could hear him for blocks screaming at it to shut up and beating it with his fist and sticking candles up it. But nothing did any good. And the USA said to him, it's you who will shut up in the end, not me. Because we don't need you around here anymore. I can talk and eat and fish. After that, He began waking up in the morning with a transparent jelly like a tadpole's tail all over his mouth. This jelly was what the scientists call UDT, undifferentiated tissue, which can grow into any kind of flesh on the human body. He would tear it off his mouth, and the pieces would stick to his hands like burning gasoline jelly and grow there. Grow anywhere on him, a glob of it fell. So finally his mouth sealed over and the whole head would have amputated spontaneous. Did you know that this condition occurs in parts of Africa and only among Negroes where the little toe amputates spontaneously? Except for the eyes, you dig. That's one thing the Boisei couldn't do was see. It needed the eyes. But nerve connections were blocked and infiltrated and atrophied so the brain couldn't give orders anymore. It was trapped in the skull, sealed off. For a while you could see the silent, helpless suffering of the brain behind the eyes. Then finally the brain must have died because the eyes went out. And there was no more feeling in them than a crab's eye on the end of a stalk.
And so if you're walking through the airport and some TSA, Transportation Safety Administration official, doesn't like the way you look...
Or walk.
They can take you into the back room and shove a finger up your ass, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's not illegal for them to shove a finger up your ass.
But now, why wouldn't they use a drug gerbil?
Now I ask you, who would want that job?
Government job, man. That's a good gig.
Yeah, a good gig, shoving fingers up asses.
You wear a glove. Hey, an ass is an ass. What if somebody's got to take a do while you change gloves?
I think Beyonce Knowles is smuggling narcotics. I must examine her.
Man, you'd need to have a nose plug in addition to gloves for that gig, man. Really, I bet there are a lot of people who don't even have basic hygiene for their bottoms.
I bet there are. Do you think there are certain people who enjoy anal pleasure who go to the airport and pretend to have something lodged in their ass? No, it's in there. Look around real good.
Oh, what a wicked game
you
play.
You again? You don't have a plane ticket, do you?
No, I just like to wander around the airport with my butt cheeks pinched together. I mean, if it was an act of love or commerce, that would be different, but to have some TSA guy jamming his fingers, I mean, no medical reason, just because he wants to take a look at your ass.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, you could probably get a miniature mousetrap or something in there.
Pack your rectum with glass. Passive resistance, man. Fight the TSA. Fill your rectum with glass.
No, if you're trying to smuggle something, you shouldn't stick it up your ass. It's the first place they're going to look because it's your ass.
I think we've stumbled upon another thing, a drug mule, people carrying drugs in their asses.
Hey, and mules carry stuff for people?
Yes. If you haven't touched your own prostate, you're not living. I wonder if that would stop them. If you started acting like you were enjoying it. If you were actually enjoying it, would that stop them? Or would it encourage them?
Really depends on why they got into the job. Is it a power thing, or are they actually there to help?
And if they got fired from the urinalysis company and joined the TSA, then that's a red flag.
Well, and if they've got moved from front end to back end, you know they're going to be mad. Pissed, if you will.
There we go. Big Bad Buck song.
Right.
Big Bad Buck. Big Bad Buck.
Girls, man, you don't usually hear girls too much talking about dudes' butts. I mean, maybe a little bit. stereotypes on sitcoms.
Yeah,
but
some girls like the butts. The male ass equals thrusting power. The female ass equals wide hips.
Birthing.
The male ass equals thrusting power, the muscle behind the penis.
The muscle behind the penis.
The ass is the muscle behind the penis, yeah.
You know, the ladies are lucky that everything comes out the front, because when they go to the gynecological exams and they get that, you know, they go up in the stirrups and they get the speculum.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that speculum have, you know, an ass spreader with a speculum involved?
Wow.
Yeah, for real. It's like a shoehorn for your rear.
I'm getting hot.
Some folks are probably getting off on some of this stuff.
Yeah,
but,
well, certainly this is supposed to be a very dry scientific discussion of the glutes.
Unless you have the squirts.
Unless you have the squirts, and then it's just pure comedy.
Yeah.
Or a colostomy bag. Because that's
gotta suck. Excrementation is a practice of good little subgenii everywhere.
Indeed it is. And you can't excrementate without your ass.
No, unless you have a colostomy bag and no ass.
That's still, I mean, it's a whole different, the whole point.
It's not like throwing tea leaves, just spreading the feces
around?
No,
it has. I don't think it has anything to do really with the feces. It's just the whole, the psychic power of rending your anal chakra and undulating and peristaltic activities. Mm-hmm. And that combined with the reception of Dobbs' semi-holy word, that is extra meditation.
Excuse me, that's extra meditation.
I mean, I think you could conceivably sit on the toilet and struggle to poop and not actually poop. And still excrementate.
Sure, if you're not too worried about the poop.
Or you're Elvis.
Oh, unless you're Elvis.
Elvis died pooping.
Well, he after taking a bunch of pills and eating badly for a long time.
Elvis's mega colon. He had a chalk-like collection. He died straining to pass feces. That's what caused his heart to fail. Because he passed out a lot and didn't fall asleep, he had a good deal of backup, and it had assumed this sort of chalky consistency, like clay.
That won't come out so good.
No, and it did not come out, and he blew out his heart trying to get it out of him.
Baby, I need you to stick some grease up my butt.
Very hot. That's hot.
Should be aware of this.
When I make love, I like to talk or scream or say something obscene.
Very hot.
That this sort of pressure frequently helps set an artificial pace for the teenager.
Dip the day do.
During lovemaking or intercourse, using obscenities is vulgar and wrong.
Discussing wild fantasies, playing with each other's sex organs, looking at each other getting undressed, or even taking nude photographs is all part of lovemaking. Conversation should be held to a minimum.
Lick it.
Lick the crack.
Lick it, lick it.
Dippity do.
Lick it, lick it.
Here's a smart suggestion from
magnificent disorder.
Lick it.
My trick worked.
Lick it.
Bang.
Lick the crack.
Oh, would you look at that big bad butt? Oh, that's scary.
We've learned that asses are needed if you wish to sit or fish.
Uh-huh.
We've learned that asses are an attractant or repellent, depending on the condition of said ass.
Uh-huh.
Sexually.
And whether or not there's something going into or coming out of it.
That's true, and the reasons why one might go in or out of an ass.
Yes.
Or one might be interested in
with or without, you know, permission.
We didn't get into anal fisting or anything that's really deviant. Now, butts don't have to be about pooping and sex. butts can also be about wisdom and
comedy. The tags we play are the ass of the show.
The ass end is the tail. It's the tail end. If we had a tail, it'd be where our ass is. It'd be at the bottom of your spine. Bottom terminal of, I mean, you got the brain stem at the top and the tailbone at the bottom where your ass is.
And of course, you know, the vertical symmetry of the human body is apparent. You draw a line up the middle of the body vertically. You got an arm on each side, leg on each side. But yeah, obviously the face is symmetrical, but there's also a horizontal symmetry to the body.
No way.
In which...
That means your head matches your genitals and ass.
Yes.
No. That's bad. I don't want a head.
Good, baby.
No.
Your arms are your legs and then your thing.
Stubby version. But it's because it doesn't need to be as impressive because it doesn't hold up your body weight. You've got a brain up top, which makes up for the smaller arms than legs.
It gobbles up all the sugar and blood in your body like some squirting little tyrant. Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Thank goodness for the brain. I mean...
Give me my pleasure lungs, but we're filled with smoke. Shut up and pleasure me. Pleasure me!
Put it in my butt.
Put it in my butt. Now, call me Nancy! Call me Nancy!
Another fine Lymph Node production!
You have heard Negative Land performing Lick the Crack from their seminal work, Sex Dirt. Oh, and so much Jehovah Hates Fred. You've heard He Wants a Dorito from My Butt, Big Bad Butt, evolution of a Jehovah Hates Fred song, Big Bad Butt, Big Bad Butt with a Big Bad Butt backbeat for Bub, and Mr. Bungle performing My Ass Is on Fire, minus the Don't You Make Up Look at Me chorus, Mega Smegma performing Anal Retentive Man. It's worth noting that in the background is also Mega Smegma performing Butt Sex, which is a song too dirty to be played. But if you flip it around, you'll hear the song forward and the credits backwards. Then you heard the surprisingly clean William Burroughs talking bullshit routine, Stump performing Buffalo.
Well, I mean, no chance of pregnancy whatsoever. Not a single chance.
Who uses that as the selling point to get in on that? Baby, you don't need to take birth control. I'm just going to... Yeah.
Hey, some girls are falling for it.
But.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.